good this morning. Thank you, Lord. Well, I feel like getting out of a meat tenderizer, just the Spirit just so sweet, just moving you and molding you and just shaking you up from the foundation. After you tenderize it, you got to put the seasoning on. Y'all ready for some seasoning? All right. Whew. Yeah, we love to collect money for the kids at St. Jude. God loves children. They're close to His heart. That's what Jesus taught us. It's a good thing. It's a good thing this town does for the kids. All right. Got a title for this message. You want to know what it is? All right. The Power of Zero. The Power of Zero. Let's start in Matthew 17:20. Jesus talking right here. You don't have enough faith, Jesus told them. I tell you the truth, if you had faith, even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible. Amen? Well, listen to this. Faith is the absence of doubt. If you have doubt, even as small as a mustard seed, you have no faith. God's a God of multiplication, right? You've heard it, you've said it. Well, doubt is the big zero. Anything times zero is what? That's it. God could have blessings mounted up for you. But if you have doubt, if you lack faith, you have unbelief, He can't get none of it to you. In Matthew 21:21, Jesus continues on. I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more. You can even say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. Amen. Have faith and don't doubt. Got to get rid of the doubt. We've got to stand on faith. Let's keep going. James 1:5. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man and unstable in all his ways. So when you ask, you got to ask in faith with no doubting. How do we do that? How do we get our flesh down? How can we get our flesh level down enough to have 100% faith and no doubt so that we can receive from the Lord what it is we're asking, what it is we're speaking, what it is we're believing? Let's get there. Matthew 14:28. And Peter answered him, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. And Jesus said, come on. Come. So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. What was everybody else doing? sitting in a boat, scared, bunch of weenies. They were scared, thought it was a ghost. But Peter knew it was his Lord. So Peter began to walk on water. But when he saw what? Jesus? Nope. He saw the wind, and he was afraid because he took his eyes off his Lord. What he knew, it was his Lord, but he took his eyes off. He was afraid and began to sink. Lord, save me. And Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him. Jesus immediately reached out and taken hold of you. If you're saved, you're born again. As soon as you ask, Jesus immediately reaches out and takes you up. Takes out your stony heart and gives you a heart of flesh. Something he can mold and mend and prick. Get you to move on his behalf. Isn't it awesome to move on his behalf? When you know that you have received instruction from the Holy Spirit and you can move on that thing. There's no doubt in that. That's faith at its best. Knowing that you have received in your spirit from heaven. There's no doubt in that. And it's so easy when that happens to fulfill God's will at that time. But we don't always get that, right? I mean, it's a grind day in, day out. You have to stand on that word. You gotta put some work in. The word. And Jesus said to Peter, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" He first doubted, and then he was afraid. His focus shifted off of his Lord. He shifted off of Jesus. It shifted off what he knew in his heart of hearts, deep down. Jesus told him to come. He knew it was Jesus. But when his eyes lost focus off of Jesus, that's when he began to sink. That's when he became afraid. That's when doubt crept in and he became afraid. When he doubted, he sank. When he doubted, his eyes came off of Jesus and he doubted. And he was afraid. Doubt comes before fear. If fear has set in, then backtrack and find out where you doubted God. Doubt always comes before fear. Always. Doubt came. Doubt crept in. He was afraid. Where are you at this morning? He didn't have doubt. He did not doubt that it was Jesus. He knew it was Jesus. He didn't doubt when he stepped out of the boat. Because Jesus said, "Come." He knew it was Jesus. And the words of Jesus have always been true. The words of Jesus had never let him down. And the words of Jesus will never let us down. Amen? His focus shifted off of Jesus onto the high, terrifying situation, the winds, and the doubt set in. The doubt found a root. It found a stronghold. Doubt, which manifested into fear. You deal with the doubt, fear won't be an issue. Fear is a way bigger opponent than doubt. If you can deal with the doubt, fear will not be an issue. Think about that. You're afraid. All right, take a few steps back. Where did I doubt? Where did I doubt? Where am I lacking in conviction? Go to Luke 24. Luke 24, 36. Jesus appearing to his disciples after death, before the ascension. Jesus came to them, said, "Peace be with you." And they thought they had seen a ghost, and they were scared half to death. He continued with them, "Don't be upset, and don't let all these doubting questions take over. Look at my hands. Look at my feet. It's really me. Touch me. Look me over from head to toe. A ghost doesn't have muscles and bones like this." Right? He's not a ghost. "Hey, it's me, the same guy that walked around with you." As he said this, he showed them his hands and feet, and they still couldn't believe what they were seeing. It was too much. It seemed too good to be true. Has it ever been too good to be true? Have you been able to see your victory and you know which direction to take, but you've become too comfortable in the doubt? You've become too comfortable on the edge of victory that it feels like that's where you're supposed to be. They still could not believe. But we're blessed because we believe and have not seen. They still could not believe. I cannot fathom, as much as I believe, I can't fathom to see and not believe. That doesn't make sense to me. Right? What is doubt? Let's see. Indecision, hesitation, suspicion, insecurity, uneasiness, apprehension. Any of these ringing a bell? Skepticism, mistrust. You ever hesitated when the Holy Spirit told you to do something? Ever been suspicious? Insecure. Grade school kids. Insecurity. Feel like you never measure up. That's a lie. It's a lie. It all stems from a broken foundation. You got to get that word in. You believe that every word is true? Got your Bible this morning, every word in there true? You believe you could be healed, set free, delivered? Believe God still does that? Amen? You know you can. You know you can. You know that God can. But do you believe He'll do it for you? God's worked through me in healing people, you know. But will He do it for me? It's real easy to believe for somebody else. It's a lot easier to believe for somebody else than it's to believe for yourself. I know He can heal me, but will He? Let me tell you something. Close your eyes. You are worthy. You're worthy. God made you worthy. He made you, He created you, He formed you, He gave you all of the blessings of heaven, all of the blessings of our forefathers. They belong to you. You are created for victory here. In this fallen world, you are created in victory. Receive victory today. It is yours. Don't doubt. Exercise your faith this morning. You are worthy. You are created, handcrafted. You're one of a kind. And God loves you. Whew. All right. Thank you, Lord. Jesus could not do many miracles in his hometown because of that personal relationship. People doubted who he said he was. You know, I know that kid. I know that kid from Castor. He can't do nothing. Right? Yet we all say we need a personal relationship with God. We're scared. We're scared to develop that thing because we get too personal and it becomes less effective. We're afraid. That's not so. It's not so. That's a lie. A lot of pastors, a lot of people are afraid to get close to their congregation. We're fortunate enough to have pastors that aren't afraid to get close. Amen. I'm very, very honored, you know, to sit under these wonderful pastors. They believe in us, all of us. We stick with them. I'm telling you. They're not afraid to get close. But many pastors are, and it's a shame that you can't have a spiritual relationship and a one-on-one friendship with a man of God. But we need that. And we need to cherish that. If you find it, it's a gem. And you need to treasure it and take care of it. And don't let offense put you in a situation where you're going to lose a spiritual authority in your life, because you need that. You need accountability. Whoever it may be, understand the importance of having spiritual friends and having the same spiritual friends as a buddy, you know, a partner, someone who can stand with you. It's valuable. It's valuable to have someone that you can call anytime, day or night, and get you, and they'll come pull you out of a ditch. And to call that same person and said, "Hey, my wife just left me." To have that person, you need that. Everyone in here needs that. You need to find someone you can count on. It's important. Too much emphasis goes on the man instead of the spirit inside of the man. Spirit of God is the same. It's the same. He is the same. He never changes, praise God. Thank you, Father, that when we figure you out, there's, you know, you're not changing and we have to figure you out again. God is good all the time. So they doubted Jesus altogether. They wouldn't let him do nothing. And doubt brought unbelief, and unbelief brought no change. How many prayers have you prayed with no change? How many? So many. So there's that doubt. There's doubt set in. And you need to weed it out. You need to backtrack. You need to find out where the doubt lies. You know, sometimes, you know, it says it's for the God's glory. You know, when someone gets healed, it's for the glory of God. So just because you pray today and don't get healed tomorrow, hey, God's just saving you. He's saving you for that perfect time for His glory to be revealed. And if you stand in faith and don't doubt, He will use your victory for His glory. No doubt. No doubt. So where does doubt start? It starts at the foundation, at the root. If you want to get rid of doubt and live and undeniable faith. 2 Corinthians 13:5. 2 Corinthians 13. Examine yourselves, if you dare. It might get ugly. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves, or do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you? Do you know Jesus is in you? Examine yourselves. If someone can't look at you and know that Jesus is in you, or that you work by the Holy Spirit, or that just by looking on the outwardly appearance that there's not something different about you, examine yourself. How do I eradicate all doubt and have 100% faith? Go to the root. Go to the foundation. Get in that holy place. Get to an altar. Do you have an altar? Do you have a prayer closet? Mine's my bedroom floor with a cushy pillow. It's my prayer closet. That's where you go to work. That's where you go. That's where the battle starts. And that's where you draw a line in the sand and say, no more. No more to yourself. No more to the enemy's attacks. You become a front line for you, for your family, for everyone that you, pastor, shepherd, anyone that you work with, that you have decided that you are going to take their life in your hands, their spiritual life in your hands. That's a big step. That's a big deal. But we're called to do that. You know what people are going through. You know what their struggles are. I mean, people talk at work all the time. You know what they're going through. And for us to sit idly by and not do anything, you know, you don't have to beat them over the head with a Bible. You go to your prayer closet and you'll change their life and not even have to say nothing to them until a week or two down the road when they're like, man, my whole world is rocked. Because what you're doing behind closed doors, that's what God is going to honor. So what's our foundation? Take a tally. Examine yourself. Find out what your foundation is. If you're a Christian, Jesus Christ is Lord. Foundation. Find something that you cannot waver on whatsoever. God is God. God is the Father of all creation. Jesus is the Son of God, sent for all man to heal, to set free, to give life. The Holy Spirit lives in us. I mean, come on. You know what your foundation is. Take a record. Take a count. Write it down. That is your foundation. That is how you go back to that thing and you kill the doubt. You kill it. And fear has to go with it. With prayer, with fasting, whatever it takes. It might not be easy, but it is definitely doable. I mean, we have Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, and it's hard sometimes. But it can be done very effectively. You don't have to wait 3 months to get an answer from God. Jude chapter 1. Jude verse 20. This goes along with your unwavered foundation. This is a staple of who you are in Christ. But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. That's who we are. That's foundation. Keep yourselves in the love of God. waiting on the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. That's who you are. That's a staple of Christianity. You call yourself a Christian, you need to be doing this daily. Verse 22, and have mercy on those who doubt. You're not the only one. Everyone out there has doubts. You have to have mercy. If someone can be confident enough to come to you and share a doubt that they have, they're confiding in you. And you need to have mercy. Praying for them. Standing with them. If two or three, I mean, you get two or three, you can do it all, right? Have mercy and don't doubt. We're the body of Christ. Jesus' body was broken for us. All we got to do is walk in it. Walk in mercy. Walk in it. Walk in the Holy Spirit. Walk in faith that doesn't doubt, that doesn't lack. Remember that you are worthy. You're worthy. Through hesitation, through suspicion and uneasiness and apprehension, you're worthy. Shake off the doubt. Find faith and cling to it. Find your faith hold. Find your foothold. Remember that doubt is just a big zero. You got to get over the hump. If you can just get to one, God can do something with it. Amen? All right. Anybody lacks faith? Anybody lacks faith? God is merciful. His grace is for today. If you need a boost, you can get it today. Amen? You're worthy. You're worthy. Receive what Jesus has for you today. Full of faith. Without doubting. Without wavering. Receive from your Father today. Jesus, the price you paid. The precious blood. Father, we receive you today. Thank you for the sacrifice. We'll give him praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. Tell him he wants to hear from his children. You're his babies. God loves babies. Every one of them. God is a sower. He sows seed from generation to generation of babies and blessings and more babies. Father, let our nation, Father, be a nation of a generation. Father, let our nation, Father, to come to the faith. Come, Father, to the Word of God. Let us come, Father, to a place of repentance. As Father, these babies' blood is crying out to you, Father. Just as the blood of Abel cried out to you. There's so much blood on our nation's hands. Father, let us come to repentance. Father, take off the blinders. Let us see how it hurts your heart, God. We need to be praying for that. It's important. generation is important. The babies are important. Whew, Father. If you have any doubts, if you're lacking faith, come to the altar. Don't let it wait. Receive this morning. Receive. Let's shake off the doubt. Let's backtrack. Repent and find favor. His arms are open. All you got to do is receive. In Jesus' name.